Reeser to E.G. White, December 22, 1907. Copy of a letter from Elder Reeser to Mrs. E.G. White. 257 South Hill Street, Los Angeles, California, December 22, 1907. Mrs. E.G. White, Loma Linda, California. Dear Sister White, the mail has just brought a letter containing three separate communications from you, and I hasten to reply, having first sought the Lord for special guidance. I have carefully read the instruction given, and also the pages referred to in Volume 6. I am glad to say, Sister White, that these communications do not stir up my nature to resistance, as I was stirred by the first personal communications which began to come to me from your pen at camp meeting time and thereafter. But instead, I feel very much softened and subdued. You speak of the possibility of my casting aside the testimonies sent. I desire to assure you, Sister White, that I have not done this, but instead have filed them for convenient reference, and have been earnestly trying, with the help of the Lord, to profit by them. I certainly desire to learn every lesson that the Lord has for me, and to put it into practice in my daily life and in my associations with fellow workers, and in my relationship to the cause of God. If I may take a little of your valuable time, I will review my experience of the past 6 weeks or thereabout. As I wrote you before, my strong temptation was to resist the communications that were coming from your pen. Over that temptation I obtained, I trust, complete victory when the last one came prior to these received today. I found peace of mind in submission rather than in resisting. Since then, I have enjoyed peace that I did not know before. Since that time, my impressions have been renewed that I was carrying such a load of responsibility and detail work, often voted upon me in our committee meetings, that it seemed best for me to resign from the boards of our medical institutions, especially in view of the fact that we now have so many more strong men to carry these responsibilities than when I came to the conference, nearly 3 years ago. I had been carrying such a load of details that it really seemed impossible for me to find time for study of the Word, meditation, and prayer. As you doubtless know, I presented my resignation to all of our medical boards, and I believe that all have acted upon it, except possibly Loma Linda. Since then, I have found such benefit and satisfaction in having more time to study, meditate, pray, and search my own heart, and labor more earnestly and freely for our churches. I realize that, naturally, a test will come in regard to relating myself rightly toward the medical work, seeing I am no longer officially connected with it. I am confident, however, that the Lord can enable me to do this. I have stated to those in charge of the medical work that I am ready for service in cooperating with them as they may feel free to invite me to do so. I am planning to spend much of my time hereafter among the churches. I trust and pray that whatever preparation of heart I need, so that I may do efficient work for souls, the Lord will give it. I have an intense desire to be humble, teachable, easily impressed by the Holy Spirit, so that I may enjoy full fellowship with Him and be a heaven-approved soul winner. From my first connection with the work of the ministry, I have had special interest in the medical missionary work, and, as opportunity offered, have helped to advance this line of work. In my official capacity, I was instrumental in getting a medical missionary department established at Walla Walla College, with a physician in charge, also in getting a sanitarium started in Spokane, with Dr. Ledsworth in charge, and one near Cape Town, South Africa, with Dr. Thomason in charge. I do not refer to these facts with any spirit of boasting, but simply to show that I am in sympathy with our medical missionary work. Now, Sister White, I can give you positive assurance that I have no other thought than to humble my heart before God, to seek full forgiveness by repentance and confession of the many mistakes of my past life, and to walk humbly and softly before the Lord hereafter, and to labor in love and perfect accord with my brethren. I am sure that there is grace sufficient for this, and I am determined to avail myself of it, and to accept in humility all reproof and instruction that the Lord has for me. I have been connected with this message too long, Sister White, to now turn away by any reproof that may come. The thing for me to do, instead of turning away, is to conform myself to it. I cannot afford to be out of harmony with heaven, not to be blinded so that I will not see my sins and my weaknesses. I am thankful for the assurances that you give that the Lord will freely forgive and accept me.
I have been planning to go to Loma Linda to see you, and now that the week of prayer is past, I am sure I will find time to do so. Our daughter, Lola, is to be married next Tuesday, and I cannot get away till after that date. We are very glad to have Elder Haskell and wife with us. We have extended to them the full liberty of working where they may elect among our churches in Southern California. Wishing you every blessing, I am, your unworthy brother, Reeser.